But now when you know this, a 3-day few steps of knowing the techniques of driving, well, the car is in your hands. You can go wherever you want, in whatever speed you want. That is the yantra of the human body we are using. In all the yantras in spiritualism, you always remember, whatever we are reading the yantras, any yantras, you should always think that it is using the 3 gear bodies, the physical, the emotional and mental bodies. When you know how to use these 3 gears, let us not think that there will be just like in a car there will be 4 gears, and it is an example. For us, we know the 3 gears or 3 levels of consciousness, the physical, the emotional, mental bodies, and the consciousness of these 3 bodies is the physical consciousness, the dream consciousness, and the sleep consciousness. You try to understand these 3 things. We are using 3 instruments. Those instruments are known as the koshas, the physical, the pranamaya, and the manomaya, manomaya kosha. These are the bodies. Be very clear what you are trying to understand it. When you are utilizing these 3 levels of bodies, you live in different consciousness. In bhautika sharira, you are utilizing the physical consciousness or the jagrata avastha, the wakingness. You read these things, the yantra, the physical body, and the gear you are hearing it is the jagrata sthiti. Jagrata sthiti, physical body, and the consciousness is we are awakened. We are now in this physical body consciousness, in which we are all in this world are using it. Be very clear that when you are utilizing this physical body, you have the date for everyone, the time for everyone, and whatever reactions you have is only here. Is it clear to all of you? The annamaya sharira, the bhautika sharira, and the jagrata sthiti, the waking consciousness. And now, there is another consciousness, another gear, what you know as the dream consciousness, swapna sthiti. There the entire whole world is there, your physical body. And not only that, anything which you see in the dream is your own created things in yourself. So in pranamaya sharira, the swapna sthiti, well, you are the boss. Whatever you say is right. Anything you want to create, anything. So instead of a dream making you think yourself, if you clearly know a dream which you can yourself create, well, that is the science. All the scientists, or anything we are trying to get something, it is nothing but their pranamaya sharira has a dream. It is his dream which is being drawn into the physical consciousness. So that is important. Now you are understanding what I am trying to understand you. That is why in the above paragraph, just now a few lines up, you see what is written there? I would like to make clear to you that there is no set interpretation of any symbol, and it is anything always unique. It is unique because you are there in your dream consciousness. Unfortunately, what we are trying, so many times we are trying to tell it, that if you can really use your dreams, if for 6 months if you can put you only noting down your dreams, don't worry about what it is, but see that you are clearly, as far as possible, put it. In 6 months you will know how you can have your own dream to create in the physical body. Well, that is sopanasthiti. So the physical body, the consciousness, the the pranamaya-sharira, the dream consciousness. And when you are in this pranamaya-sharira, in your pranamaya-sharira, be very clear that your entire thing of yourself and whatever you are creating to do it, even a grass of blade there, a small pebble, and maybe the entire Himalaya and Ganga, the Mansarovar, or whatever you want to create, well, it is yours. And now, when you come to the third level, the third gear of consciousness, from which there is a blank for me, the deep sleep state, well, if you can really understand what it is, you yourself may know it, but if you go to the fourth level, then you can understand your deep sleep also, if from the above level. So this ma, when it's fused and go into the fourth dimension, the Om, and this Om being utilized in these three triangles of physical, emotional and mental, that is the base of the first yantra. Now you remember, when you see the Adyashakti yantra, in the center is the Om, the fourth level consciousness, controlling all these three. For us, there are three different lines for us, not linked with anyone. But when these three are linked up in a triangle, then what happens? You are now able to utilize your sleep, dream and physical forces to get a result. Then you will understand that all these bodies you are getting, Anunmi, that is what Krishna said, I have seen all my past births, but you do not know it. This is Sri Krishna is talking about Om with triangle, and we have three different lines, not even a triangle. And scientists have the two-angled acute triangle. The third angle is not there. Are you hearing what I am telling now? So until now we have understood all these things. If you say a capital T, I will go ahead. And because there is only one T, another T, I think they are waiting a cup of tea and then putting their tea. That's why they are getting some time to give it. Now, come to the paragraph I am trying today. The great need of most student, are you understanding what I am telling? The paragraph today I am telling you. Three times, all of you, slowly.
The great need for most students is to arrive at meaning and to work with ideas and concepts. This activity will necessitate the use of the mind to understand, to grasp, and to interpret. It requires the development of that mental sensitivity which will enable its possessor to respond to the vibrations of what we call the universal mind, the mind of God, the instigator of the plan. It presupposes a certain ability to interpret and the power to express the idea underlying the symbol so that others may share it with you. This thought of service and of growth in usefulness must be steadily borne in mind. The great need for most students is to arrive at meaning and to work with ideas and concepts. This activity will necessitate the use of the mind to understand, to grasp, and to interpret. It requires the development of that mental sensitivity which will enable its possessor to respond to the vibrations of what we call the universal mind, the mind of God, the instigator of the plan. It presupposes a certain ability to interpret and the power to express the idea underlying the symbol so that others may share it with you. This thought of service and of growth in usefulness must be steadily borne in mind. The great need for most students is to arrive at meaning and to work with ideas and concepts. This activity will necessitate the use of the mind to understand, to grasp, and to interpret. It requires the development of that mental sensitivity which will enable its possessor to respond to the vibrations of what we call the universal mind, the mind of God, the instigator of the plan. It presupposes a certain ability to interpret and the power to express the idea underlying the symbol so that others may share it with you. This thought of service and of growth in usefulness must be steadily borne in mind.
Now, the entire paragraph of this is to understand that there is a great mind and it has a plan. Whether you see it as a great mind or the universal mind or the mind of God, or whatever divine plan it is. We are, with our egos, your triangles with Om, you are the parts of the divine mind of God. Well, you know nothing about it, don't worry about it. But if you are three things, you are triangle, the thoughts, emotions and actions, what we say the T, the thought, actions and emotions, if you can have this chai every day, you need not even to know all these rules at all, but if your physical body is not your physical body, but you should use the emotion and thoughts of others. But that is exactly what you are doing when you are working in your naukara, in a slave. Naukari, we call it service, all of you are having our own services, but because we are so much collect of services, that even though you are saying that you are a service, you never know that you are a service, you slave of somebody else. Now what Parampuja Gurudev says, if you are able to be a slave for Parampuja, with others, and you are getting something in the physical world, and if you can be the slave of Parampuja Gurudev, don't you get that you get some tremendous Ashta Siddhi Navanidhike Data? Because you always know that when you are using to do a slave in somebody, say in the military especially, then you have all the machines in your control. So when you are doing Parampuja Gurudev's work, naturally you give you the Ashta Siddhi Navanidhike Data to the slave. But naturally you have to learn certain things. So this is the paragraph that what I am telling you. Is it okay? See the underlined one. This thought of service and of growth in usefulness. These are the two words which we have to learn. The thought of service, not to you, but Parampuja Gurudev. And of course, the growth in usefulness. When you are doing this, when you do something for a Gurudev, your evolution goes. Okay? Though you have understood this one, well, you put forth for the next paragraph, number 4. The thought of service and of growth in usefulness must be steadily borne in mind. Now we come to the red word paragraph, all our capitals. All of you seeing it? Read it 3 times. A very important paragraph. Whenever I put something red, it means it is the sentences of Jwalakul Maharshi. But I have got this red colored capitals in that. It is just a normal word there. But it is Jwalakul's words. Read it, all of you.
Can you not see how this power to study, to interpret, and to penetrate to meaning will further your growth spiritually? Can you believe that through the use of this method you may learn to work more intelligently with the plan and become a better helper of your fellow man? Can you not see how this power to study, to interpret, and to penetrate to meaning will further your growth spiritually? Can you believe that through the use of this method, you may learn to work more intelligently with the plan and become a better helper of your fellow man? Can you not see how this power to study, to interpret, and to penetrate to meaning will further your growth spiritually? Can you believe that through the use of this method, you may learn to work more intelligently with the plan and become a better helper of your fellow man?
All of you have... Well, it means nothing. There are better questions. But he is not giving a question. He is saying, yes, you know it. So you know it, but we will know how to learn it slowly. We come to... All you got it? We came to that... Another paragraph in very peculiar words. Now, if you're getting it, this paragraph. Well, read it.
What is there in this objective world that is not the inadequate symbol, yantra, of a divine idea?
Just a minute. When you are reading this yantra in the blue words, this is my word. It is not in the Jwalakul's words. So, wherever you see the yantra, what Jwalakul is sitting is talking about the yantra. Go ahead, read it.
Yantra sadhana. Yantra sadhana.
Not necessary. You know the yantra by this line.
You know the first yantra, what we are reading.
What is there in this objective world that is not the inadequate symbol of a divine idea? What have we in our outer manifestation but the visible sign? At some stage of the evolving purpose of the plan of the creating deity? What are you yourself but the outer expression of a divine idea? We must learn to see symbols all around us and then to penetrate behind the symbol to the idea which it should express. What is there in this objective world that is not the inadequate symbol of a divine idea? What have we in our outer manifestation but the visible sign? At some stage of the evolving purpose of the plan of the creating deity? What are you yourself but the outer expression of a divine idea? We must learn to see symbols all around us and then to penetrate behind the symbol to the idea which it should express.
Now, you have your yantra. We are reading it, the first yantra. And when you see this yantra, are you able to know that all around you are a number of yantras all around, a plant yantra in this stage of evolution? The minerals in its own evolving purpose, at some stage of evolving purpose in brackets. A mosquito, the Adolf Hitler, Parampuja Gurudev in his own level, his physical body, Satsai, and Aapka Khatmal. Khatmal, in Hindi it is said as Khatmal. You know what Khatmal is? Bed bug. BB. So with this thing, what you have to learn is that through you, everywhere are surrounded by yantras of divining evolution, everywhere. And what are you yourself but the outer expression of a divine idea, a yantra? You are a part of all these yantras. We must learn to see symbols all around us, full of symbols all everywhere, all are yantras. Everyone is an yantra. And with all these yantras, you have what the humans have given their yantras, the TVs, the mobiles, the soaps, the factories. We must learn to see the symbols all around us. And when you see an yantra, you should know that behind it, then you use the tap and get a glass of water. Do you know what is happening? The entire municipality, the entire system is linked so that you are able to get this tapped water coming to you. And the glass you are having, in the factory we don't know how many people are using and molding all those things. So just a glass of water you are taking and the entire world is linked up with so many yantras. And then, when you come to the red color one, and then to penetrate behind the symbol, whatever you are seeing, anything, even when you see a mosquito, and I'm going to tell you something about mosquito, and then the penetrate behind the symbol, yantra, to the idea which it should express. That is important. That is what you have to learn. Now I am telling you about mosquitoes. Well, it is a yantra. It has got its own desire. I don't know, for some people, I heard that some mosquitoes are not doing anything to them. And somebody just behind them, well, these mosquitoes go him. I think this example, a fact which you are, that yantra mosquito does not go to another yantra, just doesn't use it to use it. And just behind that another one. And this mosquito yantra probably loves it. Now what does it mean? To the idea which it should express. That is what I am telling to you to understand it. A mosquito is an idea. Another man, his idea does not want it. And then another idea, wah, the mosquito goes on it. What is the idea about it? And now you should remember, I don't know, but if you can understand the development of Adolf Hitler and the First and Second World Wars, actually it has nothing to do with prarabdha karma or anything. There is no karma at all in it. The First World War and Second World War are the ideas of our thoughts creating the world. World War. There is no prarabdha karma there. Though a great world wars are going on, they have gone. And many other things, the wars are going on. But actually what is happening? It is concreted, unwanted thoughts have become a war. All of you got it? Especially the red one. If you understood all of this, we'll go to the next paragraph, which say use number 5. If you give 5, it means you have understood this paragraph. Got all of this? Very good. Now let us go. Now, this paragraph has some red letters, bold, and underlines. The red color bolds are Jwala Kool's words, which I have put it capital. And then the line is mine. Read it.
It is, however, a technique of study which may be of service to you as you attempt to arrive at an idea and thus study conceptually the many symbols by which we are surrounded. It is largely the technique for which meditation should have prepared you. The difference between this technique and meditation work is mainly one of polarization and goal. In the study of symbols conceptually, the consciousness is polarized in the mental body and no attempt is definitely made to contact or involve the soul or ego. There is, however, a technique of study which may be of service to you as you attempt to arrive at an idea and thus study conceptually the many symbols by which we are surrounded. It is largely the technique for which meditation should have prepared you. The difference between this technique and meditation work is mainly one of polarization and goal. In the study of symbols conceptually, the consciousness is polarized in the mental body and no attempt is definitely made to contact or involve the soul or ego.
There is, however, a technique of study which may be of service to you as you attempt to arrive at an idea and thus study conceptually the many symbols by which we are surrounded. It is largely the technique for which meditation should have prepared you. The difference between the technique and the meditation work is mainly one of polarization and goal. In the study of symbols conceptually, the consciousness is polarized in the mental body and no attempt is identically made to contact or involve the soul or ego. There is, however, a technique of study which may be of service to you as you attempt to arrive at an idea and thus study conceptually the many symbols by which we are surrounded. It is largely the technique for which meditation should have prepared you. The difference between the technique and the meditation work is mainly one of polarization and goal. In the study of symbols, conceptually, the consciousness is polarized in the mental body and no attempt definitely made to contact or involve the soul or ego.
Now you saw the utilization of any yantra. The last sentence. In the study of symbols, conceptually, when you study of the symbols, do you know what I am talking about? The world. Everything around us, we are studying the symbols of evolution. Minerals have their own evolution in the mineral world. The plants in his own level. Animals in their own way. We are also animals. Why I am telling it is, in the end of the line you will understand what I am telling. In the study of symbol conceptually, so whatever around you are symbols. And if you really understand this line I am telling it, that is the second work, shloka of the Guru, Akhanda Mandala Karam. I don't know the shloka, so I am waiting. If all of you can understand what I am telling, it's good. Akhanda Mandala Karam, Vyaptam Yena Characharam. All of you are given, why are all those shlokas you want it? Somebody has given that? Who is giving it? That's good. Akhanda Mandala Karam Vyaptam Yena Characharam Yatpadam Darshitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave. Pada, you mean F, small part. Akhanda Mandala Karam, that is what we are reading it. In the study of symbol conceptually, the consciousness is polarized in the mental body. Now, when we are releasing all these things, we are utilizing all our fingers to correct this web at this colors and that and this and that. But actually, where are you polarized? In your mental body. In manasilo, polarizing unnaru, physical ga vintunnaru, din batti vache. But voice is breaking. Is it very